Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Eric Bork. This week on AK, an Alaska Native dance festival in the community of Wales. Now in its 18th year, the Wales Kinigmute Dance Festival was revived after years of absence. KNOM's Gabe Colombo has more.
It's 2 a.m. at the western tip of the Seward Peninsula. The northern lights dance outside in the starry autumn sky above the community of Wales. And inside the school gymnasium, the Shishmaref Kigigtuk dancers show no signs of letting up either. The Wales Kinigmute Dance Festival is now in its 18th year. It was started in the 1990s, when the native dance tradition in Wales was revived after decades of absence. It's since grown to be one of the largest Alaska Native dance festivals in the state. It's a high-energy, late-night celebration of family, community, and cultural heritage. Anna Uxorak is president of the Native Village of Wales, which organizes the festival. Throughout the weekend, she's running around town and the school, making sure everything goes smoothly. When she has a few moments to talk, she explains the festival is about more than dance.
To me, it's a healing process. If you look, they're visiting, they don't get to see each other, but maybe once a year, you know, a lot of relatives that never see each other are getting to see each other. We're meeting our relatives that we didn't know.
Across the room, a group of women are singing songs in Inupiaq. One of the singing women is Sophie Nothstein, a member of the Anchorage Kinigmute Singers and Dancers. Nothstein says it was difficult to see her culture suppressed by white missionaries in the 20th century. Dancing, she says, helps overcome some of those negative feelings. She asks not to be recorded, but says, quote, "Coming here makes us feel whole," end quote. Edward Tiulana, with the King Island Dancers, says he can feel that when he's performing.
We have to work together as a partnership. You can't try to sing over someone, you know. And when you hit that note where everything is in harmony, you know, it's hard to explain.
But he tries to put his feelings into words.
Keeping the drum beat, the heartbeat. I look into my skin on the drum, especially when we really get going, because that vibration, you can see it. And it's alive, you know, it's a real thing. When you're able to, you know, reach that level, it's like mystical. It's like the songs are alive and they take over your body.
Many of the songs he sings originated in a place that's been uninhabited for about half a century. King Island lies due south of Wales and northwest of Nome. Tiulana describes it to me.
It's like a fortress sticking out of the water. There's no beach, it's all huge boulders, and it's like a mile long and a mile and a half wide.
Tiulana used to live on the island. His grandfather, who started the dance group there, began teaching him how to drum when he was 5. Today, he lives in Anchorage and works as a dance instructor at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. Tiulana says it takes dedication and passion to preserve the tradition.
I sit there and I listen to recordings all day long. Hundreds and hundreds of times. Get the song right, to sing it right. Some of these old recordings from the 20s, to listen to those guys, they're on point every single time. No mistakes. Their voices are all matching. They're like on the other level.
The King Island Dancers is one of the largest groups at the festival, with nearly 15 drummers who fill the gymnasium with thunderous sound. Dancers don traditional head and arm pieces and animal masks. The group even brings out oars and performs a rowing dance. Beneath the dances, there's an undercurrent of mourning for lost homeland like King Island and lost community members. The festival is dedicated to 3 elders and 3 youth who died in the past year. 1 elder originally from King Island, the other 5 all from Wales. A young boy from King Island, no older than 4 or 5, dons arm pieces and dances with the men. The Wales Kinigmute dancers are a young group. Maybe half of them are under 25. Among the many who tell me how crucial the mix of ages is Anouk Pollock, also known as Denise. It's her first time at the festival, where she's dancing with the Anchorage Kinigmute. She's originally from Shishmaref, and many of her family there dance and sing. But she grew up between Ukiavik, Fairbanks, and Massachusetts. After time in Washington, D.C., Pollock moved back to Alaska to work with her native town on facing the effects of climate change.
After everything I've experienced and all the places I've lived or traveled, this is where I feel the most connected. What's most meaningful to me is being connected to my Inupiaq community and speaking the Inupiaq language and working to protect our lands and our lifeways.
She says that includes preserving the dance tradition, which for her has become a source of inspiration.
I always feel refreshed after going to dance class, and it's such a great way to begin the week. It feels like I get a lot of energy to go forward with the work that I do.
As the golden full moon sets just off the Cape Prince of Wales and plunges into the sea, the dance goes on. I'm Gabe Colombo.